Hey, if you're looking for a vehicle under 20 grand, you have one choice. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 21st day of August. Thanks for being with us. In other news, American Airlines pilots have a new contract. We'll share the high points. It seems that wrestling and the WWE is really, I mean, really popular. Talking about entertainment, National Cinema Day is coming. Think discounted ticket prices. Dave Ramsey has some advice on how to spend your household income, like what do you pay first, second, third, and fourth? We'll share. We've got the Wall Street Report and in the office, work from home, or a hybrid. The issue of nostalgia weighs in. For the interview, you'll learn about the technology-driven efforts of transportation with Tom Burke and Drew Ramos from Freight Partners Group. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Find us on Twitter, formerly known as X. No, currently known as X. Whatever. At IOB_NewsHour and on Threads at Insight on Business. Once upon a time, like 5 years ago, if you wanted to buy a new vehicle and pay under 20 grand, you had about a dozen small car choices. Now, well, now you're down to one. The Associated Press is reporting the Mitsubishi Mirage is that one vehicle, and even the Mirage appears headed for the scrapyard. At a time when Americans increasingly want pricey SUVs and trucks rather than small cars, the Mirage remains the lone new vehicle whose average sale price is under 20 grand. That's a figure that once marked a kind of unofficial threshold of affordability. With prices new and used having soared since the pandemic, $20,000 is no longer much of a starting point for a new car. In fact, the Mirage, with hatchback and sedan versions, costs less than half of what the average U.S. new vehicle costs. Today, that average is now just above $48,000. That's 25% more than before the pandemic struck 3 years ago. The scarcity of small cars at dealerships helps explain why the average new vehicle costs so much. Detroit's big three automakers, General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford, began to jettison the compact and subcompact car business about 5 years ago. Why? Low profit margins for small cars and consumers' increasing shift to SUVs and trucks made the decision an easy one. Likewise, Toyota and Honda later halted U.S. sales of their subcompacts. Now you know. One car under 20K. Wow. Hey, if you fly American Airlines or are a pilot there, this is a story you might be interested in. The Allied Pilots Association says that 73% of American Airlines pilots voted in favor of the new contract that brings with it some hefty salary increases over the next couple of years. The AP is reporting that the new contract will raise their pay about 41% over the 4 years, but it was not easy. However, American Airlines' income helped make the union's case. Airline unions are enjoying leverage to get pay raises, big pay raises, because of a boom in travel is lifting airline revenue. Texas-based American earned $1.3 billion in the second quarter alone, helped by strong ticket sales, record revenue, and a drop in the price of jet fuel. Pilot unions have been in particularly strong position because of a shortage that's being felt most keenly at smaller carriers. Pilots at American rejected an offer last November. They reached another agreement in late July, which was renegotiated again to match a better deal for pilots at United Airlines. Pilots at Delta Airlines also won some big pay raises this year. Meanwhile, pilots at Southwest are still in negotiations. Well, get this. the WWE WrestleMania two-day event that doesn't happen until April of next year has already sold over 90,000 tickets in one day. The Associated Press is reporting that in that one-day ticket sales for WrestleMania 40, it topped the all-time total gross record of $21.6 million set by this year's WrestleMania 39. The blockbuster ticket sales come on the heels of this month's SummerSlam, which had ticket sales of $8.5 million, the largest amount for any non-WrestleMania event ever. Much like NFL fans with the Super Bowl, wrestling fans will travel from all over to attend the WrestleMania event and make a full weekend of it. Many take part in meet and greets with wrestlers, buy expensive merchandise, and view historical wrestling artifacts on display before attending the event. WrestleMania 40 will take place in Philadelphia April 6th and 7th. You going? As long as we're talking about entertainment, how about National Cinema Day? Yep, if you haven't seen Barbie or Oppenheimer yet, you can do so on Sunday the 27th for $4 a ticket. The AP is reporting that theater owners have announced that the second annual National Cinema Day will be held on Sunday. For one day, all movies in all formats and at all showtimes will be $4 at participating theaters. More than 3,000 theaters are participating, which accounts for most of the cinemas in the U.S., including the leading chains AMC and Regal. It's the second straight year theaters are pushing out the one-day event at the tail end of summer. Last year's inaugural National Cinema Day, put on by the Cinema Foundation, that's a nonprofit affiliate of the National Association of Theater Owners, was judged an enormous success. An estimated 8.1 million moviegoers bought $3 tickets on Saturday, September 3rd. The national movie ticket in 2022, according to NATO, cost $10.53. And by the way, it is cheaper than WWE for sure. All right, let's talk money and household budgeting. Dave Ramsey, in his August 19th show, offered up a list of what you should pay first, second, third, and fourth. The Street is reporting that approximately 52% of U.S. adults say the U.S. is too expensive to live in. That, according to a USA Today Suffolk survey. Additionally, about 70% say high inflation and a struggling economy are the biggest issues the country faces right now. That's from a recent Pew Center survey. So what says Dave Ramsey? Quote, "If you can't pay all your bills and are having a hard time making ends meet, these four walls should be what you spend your money on first and in this order." Ready? Food, utilities, shelter, and transportation are the four walls. He said, quote, "There's a big difference between necessities and luxuries that must be addressed. Food is not a luxury, and eating out is not a necessity. Some of you people out there, all you know how to do is to make dinner reservations, and you need to work on that," end quote. He says, next, pay for your lights and water so you have heat and keep moving down the checklist. Quote, "Once your bellies are full and you're warm, make sure to take care of shelter. You pay your rent. If you stay calm, cool, and collected and say, hey, we're going to eat before we do anything, we're going to pay utilities before we do anything, and then we're going to pay our rent." Quote, "Until you clear food, utilities, housing, and transportation and get them current, you don't spend anything else on anyone or anything." That's according to Dave Ramsey. The question is, can you do it? Stocks closed mixed today with the Dow off by 36 points to close at 34,463. The NASDAQ kicked it up a bit, gaining 206 points to end the trade at 13,497. And the S&P 500 snapped a four-day losing streak to gain 30 points at the end of the session at 43.99. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was trading down. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with something called executive nostalgia. Forbes is reporting that the pandemic established a new work paradigm, and it's caused an endless debate. Are work-from-home arrangements productive long-term? Are CEOs calling for a return to pre-COVID arrangements unreasonable? Are flexible setups a workable compromise? In truth, Forbes' Jenna McGregor notes that there are no blanket answers. But in her conversations with academic researchers, executives, and advisors, there appear to be some key takeaways. Many leaders, she says, still have executive nostalgia for the way things used to be. Younger workers' early career development stands to suffer, and some form of flexibility, which encourages diversity, will likely stay. Ah, yes, the way things used to be, but ain't no more. All right, stay with us for a conversation about the transportation industry with Tom Burke, the president and CEO of Freight Partners Group, and his director of sales, Drew Ramos. If you ship anything, this should interest you. And thanks for listening.